This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming up at 7:20, so less than an hour from now, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend, and we will discuss what Alex Bregman said about the kind of teammate that Rafi Devers was, among other things. So that is coming up. We are here in the studio for 3 days this week and then on our way to New Hampshire for the eighth and final road show, final destination, Lake Winnipesaukee. And we should, Shime, if we could, we should open up the window world of Boston, WEEI weather window, and let Curtis poke his head outside and tell us what the week is going to be like on a holiday week, Curtis.
Well, Greg, let's start at the end. Final destination, Lake Winnipesaukee, Thursday morning, 75 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Oh, perfect.
Great. Perfect.
Wednesday night at the Nassau, we will be experiencing right around 78 to 80 degrees. Gorgeous.
Excellent.
Perfect, perfect weather for that. Right now in Portland, Maine, where you can hear our fine affiliate, it is 61 degrees, 94% humidity, afternoon high in the mid-70s. In Wellfleet, 63 degrees, afternoon high of 74. In Providence, which is right near the dunk, 64 degrees, afternoon high of 84. And right here in the hub of the universe, Boston, Massachusetts, it is 65, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 83.
And 90s tomorrow and Wednesday both, right, Curtis?
Like, that is correct.
Up there, so it's going to be warm.
It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get the hell out of here Thursday.
Okay. Are we back on Portland? Because I was getting text messages before the show started that we were off the air up there.
I believe so. Okay. I haven't seen any more text messages saying we're still off the air. So.
All right. Well, hello. Hopefully. Good morning, Portland. Good morning, Portland. All right. Let's see. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. Are we, maybe too early to decide, but are we going in bathing suits on Thursday morning? I mean, I
was going to wear mine underneath whatever I'm wearing.
Okay. All right.
Because I think we should do a little jump in after.
Oh, really?
That's probably nothing.
Like a group, it's probably not going to happen. You have to be on the waiting list.
Yeah. We could all hold hands and jump together.
I saw Gloucester Tom after the show.
All right.
Eamon and I stayed there at the beautiful Billport and had a little snack before we left. And Gloucester Tom came over. Very friendly.
Okay.
Like almost as if the whole thing was an act, but it wasn't. And then he said, maybe next year, Shime, if we go back, maybe, he can get you on the greasy pole.
Probably not going to happen.
Maybe, if you're nice.
That guy was confounding.
All right, well, you got to give him a heads up, I guess, you know.
They had a heads up.
You missed that whole thing on Friday because you weren't there for the show.
No,
we gave them like a 5-month heads up.
No, he wants a year heads up.
he wants a full year.
He was scary.
Year and a little bit of money.
But I do think it was all an act.
No, he was. He says he gets death threats and things like that about who gets to go on the greasy pole.
So. Jesus.
Okay, I think that's a bit
extreme.
I heard from local television news anchor Nick Emmons, who is an everyday listener of this radio program, apparently. And he did a documentary on the greasy pole called Love in Greece, and said he experienced very, very similar reactions from those that are involved in running the whole thing up there. So it's
the part of it that made no sense to me, Greg, is when he described how painstaking the greasing of the pole process is.
Yes, yes.
In that, should Shime hop on it, then it's disturbed for the other contestants. And
right.
I said, oh, do you reapply the grease? And he looked at me like, no. So it makes literally zero sense.
Right.
There is no logic.
Yeah.
None.
No.
It's not like you're playing on the clay courts of the French Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the rules. Just don't grab the flag. Lord knows I'm probably not going to make it there anyways.
Right. They want you to kiss the ring. Yeah.
That's what they want. Because I feel like you can find lard and Crisco oil and what fish guts anywhere.
Guts not in it.
Yeah, it's a myth.
They told us. Yeah. Oh, what? He said we were talking to the wrong people. And if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, you can see, I believe, the running on Saturday because Mitch went back to watch.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you can watch this show on Twitch every day. It's brought to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers, and you can go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and get a deal on a beautiful piece of jewelry or on a legit watch or whatever you're in the market for. So go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Supply them with a bunch of bottles of baby oil next year. Get you right on the greasy pool.
Where would we get any?
I feel like you can get those Costco. I feel like we go to where Diddy got his.
Do you know anybody who's not buying as much baby oil as they used to buy? Do you know anybody who's
Diddy's about
currently,
the only
currently not purchasing as much as they used to get used to buy? Yeah,
I feel like you can get in bulk in Costco. You get some baby oil.
Here's a question for you, Wiggy.
That was a call for Jackson.
Nazwa Wednesday night, or I guess the dive, some area around there Thursday morning. Are there any issues with freshwater beach sex that are different than saltwater beach sex?
Good question.
No, because you don't do it in the water.
Oh, okay.
You do it on the land.
Okay, you do it on the beach.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I mean, unless you're one of those people that go in the water, but I'm not a water sex person.
This is David in the car. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are great. I absolutely adore, love the show every morning. You guys make me laugh so much.
Thank you, David.
So, Sean. You're very welcome. So, Shime, this is what you got to do to get on that greasy pole. You know when you go to a favorite, you know, like a famous restaurant, and you can't get in, you're sitting there, you got to grease the hand.
Right.
You know, the old-fashioned way. Right. You got to take care of the people, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we tried. We asked what it would take. We tried to grease them so that I could get greasy, and they wouldn't give us anything.
Should have slipped Tom a hundo.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you Trump. Think I have $100 in my pocket, Greg, you're nuts.
Yeah. Trump would have definitely got you on there. Maybe two Trumps.
All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Shine, that is Local H, and the title of that song is Bound to the Floor, I believe. Am I correct about
bound
that?
Bound for the floor, but basically
bound,
the same
bound
thing.
Bound for the floor.
Not going to harp over an article.
Great choice this morning.
Thank you. It was a long time ago. It was a recommendation by a listener, and I figured it was apropos with the way the Red Sox are playing. So.
Yeah, great song. And Leeds this morning brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. So last week on the front office report here on this very program, Craig Breslow came on and gave very ambiguous words about the trade deadline, whether he would be a buyer or seller. Great question by you, Greg, asking him point blank. He didn't really answer it. Well, he was on Nesson yesterday during the broadcast, was asked about it again and what the flexibility of Rafael Devers' contract gives them. And I'm curious how people feel about his comments now, if they feel like it's a clearer message or if we still don't buy what he's selling.
Teams behave differently at the trade deadline than they do in free agency, mostly in that money alone isn't the only way to get players. But the flexibility does give us, you know, the opportunity to take on take on contracts, take on players. And so we intend to be aggressive in looking for upgrades, and the more paths that we have to do that, the better. We also have a really deep farm system and, you know, the ability to make trades from that system to help our big league team.
So I'm curious how people feel now hearing those comments compared to what we heard on Thursday. If there's any change or still stay the same.
It's the same. It's, you know, it's all about when he is explaining things, not giving you an answer, and dancing around it, and we want to improve the ball club. That's what he said with us. I mean, who doesn't want to improve their ball club? Like,
yeah, but to be fair, like this time he said they're going to be aggressive in their...
They're going to be aggressive in trying to improve the ball club.
And he's clarified the farm system comment in that they want to utilize the farm system to make trades.
With some of those prospects that they have, I think there's a chance that they still could be buyers, but they're not buying for this year. They're buying for the future. So they could go out and get players that have contracts that, you know, still have a number of years left where they can utilize that money.
He told us that he was going to improve the team for 2025. That was his whole thing on our station. Yes. So if he's
right, but I think he, don't you have to, like, if we watch the Red Sox play, they watch them play, and they watch them a lot closer than we do. Don't you think that the front office, Breslow, and those guys go, all right, the chances of us doing anything this year is probably slim to none, and Slim just left the building. Why not? If we are going to be buyers, it's more so for the future. And if we get lucky with some of the pieces we add this year that helps us get into the playoffs, great. But mainly we're building for 2026 with the guys that we might trade for this year. Because, I mean, does anybody believe that they can make the wild card?
No.
They do not seem like, as currently composed, that they are a team that I have great faith in going forward. No.
And I believe they believe the same thing. So they could still add guys, but those guys would be more so to help them for next year in their run.
So you're saying he's duping us like you duped me?
Pretty much.
Ooh. Yeah. Too soon.
Yeah. He's not giving you all the information. Okay. Because then you'll take it and run with it. So he's just giving you a little bit.
All right.
They're just so detestable. Like, that whole lot of just, like, sitting up there using these words. They know, and their fan base knows, that they are not good. And they traded their best hitter. And now the Red Sox, look at that game Saturday. It is so perfect. The second a game is out of hand, everybody turns into Babe Ruth. 15 runs. Like, think, honestly, there have been like 5 games this year where the Red Sox have gotten half their runs, where they've just blown doors. And then yesterday it's 5-3 and they can't buy a hit. It's just, they're just not a team that deserves your time right now.
No. All right, Chime, thank you. We will get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead at least coming up next.